إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطيع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. And it gives me great pleasure, wallah. It gives me great pleasure. It's a ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are reading the books of the Salaf. It's a ni'mah that we are going to say قال الله قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. And it's a ni'mah that we're going to say قال الصحابة. Because there are many gatherings that is not mentioned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not mentioned. The dhikr of Allah is not there. The dunya is been spoken about, but the akhirah has not been spoken about. And the deen is not been spoken about. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever gets up from a gathering and doesn't mention the name of Allah, doesn't remember Allah, it's like he gets up from a stinking corpse of a donkey. A stinking corpse of a donkey, yani a dead donkey. Like you get up from that jifat al-himar, because you didn't remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You didn't remember Allah. And the best majalis are the majalis of dhikr, the majalis of remembering Allah. Because you remembering Allah in a majlis, Allah will mention you in a better majlis, mention you to the angels, mention you to the best of the angels. Now حملت العرش, she can forgiveness for you in Surat Al-Ghafir, because you are doing the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فذكر فإن الذكر تنفع المؤمنين. So remind for remembrance aids the believers. فذكر والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات, male and female, those who remember Allah much. أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepared for them forgiveness and a great reward, because they are in the majalis of dhikr. The angels descend and fold their wings. Tranquility descends. Peace descends upon them. SubhanAllah. Because they're remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those who remember Allah by reading the Quran, وَيَتَدَارَسُونَهُمْ فِي مَا بَيْنَهُمْ, and they're studying it between themselves, that is what their reward is. Tranquility. Angels descending and peace for that person. Allahu Akbar. And Allah will mention them. وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَهُ. Allah will mention them to those with him. Yani, to those, yani, to the angels. And it's a ni'mah. The ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Blessing from Allah. That you're in a majestic dhikr. In the best place to be. Not in the souq, but in the market. Na'am, around you is the souq. But you're in the masjid. The best place to be is the masjid. The most beloved place to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we continue with the Qirwaniyya, the Muqaddimah al-Qirwaniyya, because actually Qirwaniyya is a Muqaddimah, which is about Aqidah, and the rest of the book is Fiqh. So Ibn Abi Zayd al-Qirwani, before he started this book on Fiqh, he wanted to give an introduction about Aqidah. And it shows you, look at the ihtimam, the concern they have for Aqidah. And likewise, there's a book on Tariq. And at the beginning, he has a section on Aqidah. Before you enter it. نعم, هذا ابن أبي زيد القرواني المالكي السلفي, the one who died 386 هجرية. We're going over his book. What, more than 1,000 years ago, he says, ثم ختم الرسالة والنضارة والنبوة في محمد نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم فجعله آخر المرسلين بشيرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه سراجا وسراجا منيرا. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He completed the message, the risala, والنذاره and the warning, بشيرا ونذير, He gave us glad tidings, and also, نذير, a warner, with the prophethood of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And He made him the last of the messengers, bashiran, giving glad tidings, and nadiran, warning. Giving glad tidings for Jannah, giving glad tidings for khair fi dunya, good in this life and good in the hereafter, and warning against shirk and bid'ah and khurafat, superstitions and all the ma'asi, and warning against the hellfire and the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wada'iyan ila Allah, and a caller to Allah. Na'am. Wa sirajan murira. Sirajan murira, giving light and guidance. And clarity. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Shaykh Ahmad al-Najmi rahimahullah said, Allah said, Surah al-Ahzab, مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَاءَ أَحَدٍ مِّن رَجَالِكُمْ. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not the father of any one of the males, the men. Because why? His son Ibrahim rahimahullah, he died while he was young. Still young, and the Prophet ﷺ cried, and he says, "Inna al-ayn latadma' wa inna al-qalb latahzan, wa ma naqulu illa ma qala Allah, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." He cried because of death of his son. He said, "Indeed, the eyes they flow with tears, and the hearts, yani, are softened due to the sadness of the death of my son." But we do not say except what Allah said. To Him we belong and to Him we return. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So the Messenger is not the father of any one of you. You men. Walakin Rasool Allah. But He is the Messenger of Allah. Wa khatam al-Nabiyyin. And the seal of all the prophets. You get these Qadianis, they say Khatam al-Nabiyyin. Khatam means the best. It doesn't mean the last. And so they said that this Ghulam Ahmad, he is a prophet after the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And how many claim prophethood from the Dajjal, the Dajjals, those liars like Musaylim al-Kadhab and other than him? They claim to be prophets. And what was their end? Look at the end of this Ghulam Ahmad. He died in a toilet. That was his end. Humiliated. You claim that which you are not. No. وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ. So خَاتَم here means seal of the prophets, the last of the prophets. And no doubt he is the best of the prophets, because he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, أَنَا سَيِّدُ وَلَدِ آدَمْ وَلَا فَخَرٍ. I'm the best of the children of Adam, and I'm not boasting. And I'm not boasting. There's no boasting in saying that. Subhanallah. Shaykh Abdul Masih Abbad said, why did he say this? He said this because no other prophet after him is going to say it. There's no other prophet, halas. So he had to say it because this is revelation. This is from Allah Azza wa Jal. So it's not from him saying, I'm the best of the children of Adam. It's from Allah. This is wahi. And so he said it in order to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And notice he said, wala fakhar, fearing any boasting or anything like that. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was humble. No. Some brothers, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was one individual the other day, just giving da'wah to him. It's not Salafi, giving da'wah to him. He says, I'm knowledgeable. Shaykh Ali Fawzan says, the one who says, I'm knowledgeable is jahil, is ignorant. Where's the humility? So I said, how long you studied for? He said, 6 months. 6 months. Why did you go? He went to Syria to do a bit of Arabic. He said, come back. I says, you are knowledgeable. And I mentioned to him what Shaykh Khalif Uzan says. The one who says, أَنَا أَعْلَمْ هَذَا جَاهِلْ هَذَا جَاهِلْ. But rather, as Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, to say Allahu A'lam is from knowledge. Is from knowledge. وَذَلِكَ. So you say Allahu A'lam وَذَلِكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ وَذَلِكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ. And that is from knowledge. To say Allahu A'lam. SubhanAllah. And in the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, نعم مثلي ومثل الأنبياء قبلي كمثل رجل بنى بنيانا فحسنه جمله إلا موضع إلا موضع except one place. My example and the example of the prophets before me is like the example of somebody built a building and there's just one more brick left or just one section left that needs to be completed. And that is my example, he says. Then he is the one who put that brick or that cover that section, and I am that, he says. I am that seal. And that is in Bukhari and Muslim. Naam. Then he says, the risala, the risalat, the messages, the message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down throughout time, yani throughout the, by sending the messengers to the people, to their nations, all of them for their particular nation, but the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for all of mankind. رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُولًا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَصَصْنَا عَلَيْكَ. Some of them we mentioned them to you, the messengers. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ لَمْ نَقْصُصْ عَلَيْكَ. And some of them we didn't mention to you. وَمَا كَانَ لِرَسُولٍ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ بِآيَةٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. And it's not upon any prophet to bring a miracle, a sign, except by the will of Allah. There's a man, he claimed to be a prophet. Came to Sheikh Albani, rahimahullah. He says, okay, if you are Isa, he claimed to be Isa coming back. And you're going to get many of those liars. He said, I'm Isa coming back. He said to him, okay, since you are... No, he claimed to be a prophet. Yeah, he came to Sheikh Albani, rahimahullah, he claimed to be a prophet. So Sheikh Albani Allah said, okay, since you're a prophet, what is your mu'jiza? What's your miracle? What's your miracle? You claim to be a prophet, because every prophet, Allah said it, except that it brings a miracle from Allah, even though we know the last of the prophets is the messenger, but this is how the Sheikh dealt with him. And it was a nice two-tape lecture, wallahi. He dealt with him. He said to him, okay, you're a prophet, what's your miracle? So he mentioned the hadith, Nusirtu bil ru'b. The hadith where the Prophet ﷺ said, I have been given that ability to bring about fear to the enemy. Masirat al-shahab, yani the distance of a month. That's how much fear the enemy has for the Rasul ﷺ. A month away, before even the battle, they are already fearing. So he said that he has that. He has the ability, yeah, for a month. So he says to him, okay, so where's your fear basically? And so the man starts shouting, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, like this, to try to bring fear to the Sheikh. The Sheikh said, is this the akhlaq of the Rasul? Is this the akhlaq of the messengers, of the Rasul? Is it? And he says, I'm not afraid. Sheikh Al-Bari, I'm not afraid. He says, this is jaban, this cowardice. This is your strength, yani. This is your quwwah. This is what you're trying to bring. SubhanAllah. So the man believed he was a prophet. And we met somebody in Wolfenstow. He used to train he used to train a Sunday football team. He claimed to be also, but this one he claimed two in one. He said Isa and the Mahdi at the same time. Wallahi ya ikhwan. I was with Abu Sufyan. You see, those days was about, you're talking about 18 years ago. 18 years ago, we went to see him in his house because that caused confusion to some of the Asians. Many people are gullible, man. SubhanAllah, how gullible the people are and how foolish they listen to this man. And he was confusing the people. They were going to him and obviously he's getting all hyped up. So we went to see him. I was with Abu Sufyan, Abdul Karim McDowell. Hafizahullah, may Allah reward him for his juhud, for the da'wah and what is put forward. In those days, we were few. But you know, the best time, those days were good times. They were good times, because in those days, although few, those around you, you know who they are. And the trust and the love, you know who they are. Nowadays, the da'wah has got bigger, And the people think, MashaAllah, 3,000 people, 4,000 people coming to a conference. MashaAllah, 400, 500, 1,000 for Eid. But the quality is not the same. In those days also, Naam, there's some great ulama that passed away. They were able to see, rahimahullah, the likes of Sheikh Aziz ibn Baz, rahimahullah, and Sheikh ibn Uthaymeen, rahimahullah, and Sheikh Muqbir, rahimahullah. We didn't see Sheikh Al-Albani, rahimahullah, but we loved him. Of course we love him. But, and there were others, Sheikh Hamad Al-Ansari, Sheikh Omar Fallata, in Medina, Sheikh Muhammad Al-Banna, rahimahullah, passed away recently. But they gave us strength. They aided us in the da'wah, wallah. Their works, their writings, their books. Anyway, we went to this individual who claimed to be a two-in-one, Prophet and Mahdi. And we know they are two separate individuals, because the Mahdi will lead Isa alayhi salam in the prayer. So how can you put them together? How can you put them together? But this is the ignorance of the people. So we went to see him. Why? Because to stop him from what he's doing, because now this is our area. See, that's how it used to be those days. This is our area. We're giving da'wah here. And this man's causing confusion, so we have to deal with it. So we went to him, came inside, started to make a cup of tea, and we said to him, how did you come to know that you're claiming, is it true? People are saying this. He said, yes, it's true. I just said to him, do you know Arabic? He said, no. Ajib. He said, okay, how did you come to know this? He said, I was around the Kaaba once in the Haram, Mecca, and when the Adhan went, I started shaking. From then on, I started getting visions and whatever, that I'm the Mahdi and Isa. I said, did you go to, because Isa alayhi salam will come to Damascus, the angels will bring him down. He said, I still got to do that. And it may be easy jet, huh? Not at all. Cheap. I said to him, what is this? I said to him, yesterday you were running a football team on Sunday, and now you're claiming this. So I said, let's see what happens now. So we did the Adhan, and wallahi, he started shaking. When he said, Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala falah, and la hawla, he started shaking. Possessed. And so, alhamdulillah, we mentioned far and wide to the people what this liar was upon. But this is how the people are. Miracle, what's your miracle? Sheikh Al-Bahr, rahimullah, said to him, and he defeated him. He defeated him because the man didn't have nothing. He didn't have any miracle. He didn't have anything. And he went against the Quran. That the Messenger ﷺ is the last of the prophets. What can be added to? This is why Imam Malik, rahimahullah, said, those who do innovation, it is as if they claim the Messenger ﷺ deceived the message. He didn't complete it. He deceived the message. A'udhu billah min dalik. Rasul ﷺ completed what's upon him. And he said on Yom Arafah, the Khutbah al-Wada', and he pointed up and he pointed down, pointed down, pointed up, and he says, Allahumma shahad. Oh Allah, bear witness and testify. Nah. So there were those kind of times. In those days, there were lots of battles, Ya Ikhwan. There were lots of battles in those days, 18, 20 years ago. And more than that, 25 years ago, there were lots of battles. Battles, I mean, in the da'wah. Defeats. Lots of people got defeated. From Hizb al-Tahrir, from Jama'at al-Ikhwan al-Muslimin. Wallahi, this Jama'ah, A'udhu Billah, this Jama'ah, how they conduct themselves. They used to print articles making fun of the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Say, look at these. They wear knee-high pajamas. That's what they used to say about us. Knee-high pajamas. Because, I mean, it's not knee-high anyway. Half the shin is not a mu'min. As the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned. Right up till the, as long as it's above the ankles. But they used to drag their garments below their ankles. And they used to make fun of the sunnah, of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallahi, they would make fun even of the hellfire in their articles. And belittle the hellfire. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, he saw a fire that was kindled. He said, "Ya Aba Abdullah, can you be patient upon this? Look how serious they took the fire. Look how serious they took Jannah. Even in the battle, a legitimate battle, not like these ones nowadays, they kill innocent people, no. In a legitimate battle, in Uhud, Sahaba would come and say, Prophet ﷺ, I smell Jannah on the other side of the mountain where the enemy is, and they would just go, khalas, Jannah. Not like the suicide operations now, which is not Islamic, killing innocent people, Muslims, non-Muslims, altogether. It's not from Islam. Even if they bring you the hadith of Ghulam, Qardawi brings the hadith of Ghulam to say that suicide bombing is allowed. We say to you, that hadith is against you, not for you. Because the boy who they tried to kill, what did he say? He did not kill himself with his own hands. He said, after they tried to drown him, he didn't drown. They threw him over a cliff, he didn't die. Whatever they did, he didn't die. So he said, I will tell you, if you want to know how to kill me, I will tell you how. Is he killing himself with his own hands? No. They killed him with their hands. There's no proof in the Sharia to say you're allowed to kill yourself with your own hands. No proof from the Quran and the Sunnah or from the Fahm al-Salaf to say you can kill yourself with your own hands. No. Even the one who was catapulted in the enemy, he was catapulted for a reason. Why? To open the door for the rest of the Sahaba to come in and defeat the enemy. He didn't just catapult just for the sake of catapulting himself. He wanted to have a cause. And the cause was to open the door for the rest of the Sahaba to come and defeat the enemy. So none of them killed themselves with their own hands. And as the story of the one who put a dagger and placed it upon him, Prophet said, "Huwa fi nar," he's in the hellfire. So suicide operation, this is a cause for you to go to the hellfire. Nah, because you kill yourself with your own hands. And ask Allah for His mercy, Allah. Nah. What we were saying, we're talking about? What was the last thing before the... No, Imam Malik rahimahullah said that whoever claims that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not, whoever brings innovation, it is as if he claims that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam deceived the Messenger. And we get some examples. So the Qardawi, when he used the hadith of the Ghulam, it's against him, because the Ghulam, he said, I will tell you how you can kill me, not how I can kill myself. Gather all the people. And there was benefit because the people believed after that. And he said, say, Bismillah, Rabbi Ghulam, or Rabbul Ghulam. Bismillah, the Lord of the Ghulam. And then you can be able to kill him. And then he died. They all became Muslim. They all said the Shahada. Your suicide operation doesn't bring people into Islam. It pushes the people away from Islam. So keep your ignorance to yourself, or Qardawi, and other than you, for you have been refuted by the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah for the doubts you bring to this ummah. And that's why they say that even his book called Halal and Haram should be called Halal and Halal in Islam. Because what is it that he said that is haram? No. And Sheikh Salih Fawzan refuted him and that book. So here, Prophet ﷺ said, عُرَضَتْ عَلَيَّ الْأُمَمِ. This is referring to the Day of Judgment, where he will see a large crowd of a nation. فَرَأَيْتُ النَّبِيُّ وَمَعَهُ رَهْطٌ. He saw a prophet and he has only a few people with him, less than 10 people. And the messenger, and another prophet, and he has one or two people. SubhanAllah, a prophet, he has only one follower. Allahu Akbar. And another prophet, he has two followers. Another prophet, he hasn't no followers. He hasn't got any followers. So it's not about numbers, Ya Abdullah. لا تجد أكثر الناس ولو حرصت بمؤمنين. You will not find most of the people if you tried, as being true believers. There are many people coming to this da'wah, and they come and go. Who knows? who's next to go. Who knows? It's all in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Enlightenment belongs to Allah. Tawfiq is with Allah. He's the one who opens your heart to Islam. وَمَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَهْدِيَهُ يَشْرَحْ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ نَعَمْ وَاللَّهِ يَشْرَحْ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. Because now his focus is only Islam. His focus is Tawheed. His focus is Sunnah. This is his focus. Because he loves Allah and his Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم. وَمَنْ يُرِدْ أَنْ يُضِلَّهُ يَجْعَلْ صَدْرَهُ ضَيِّقًا عَرَجًا كَأَنَّمَا يَصَعَدُ فِي السَّمَاءِ. And whoever Allah wishes to misguide, he makes his chest constrained, distressed, as though he's going up into the sky. You know when you go up to the mountain, you can't breathe much? That's the state of the disbeliever. Don't think they're happy with their money and their wealth. No, they're afraid to lose it. And not only lose all of it, lose a penny from it. This is how much they're afraid, as Sheikh Ali Fawzan says. They live for the dunya. مِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُرِيدُ الدُّنْيَا وَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُرِيدُ الْآخِرَةِ. From amongst you are those who seek the dunya, and from amongst you are those who seek the akhirah. وَلَدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ خَيْرُ الَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. And the hereafter, the abode of the hereafter is better for the pious ones. Don't you reflect? Don't you ponder? What is this dunya? الدنيئة. Prophet ﷺ was with the Sahaba one day, رضي الله عنهم, and he walked, and they found an ear, just an ear, from an animal. Animal's ear. He said, you have need for this? He said, no. He said, likewise. That's how we should be with the dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees, just like you belittle this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees this dunya as being something small. Not even the size of a wing of a mosquito. Subhanallah, and we rush for it. The size of a whip in paradise is better than a whole dunya, whatever's in it. Two rak'ahs of fajr, sunnat al-fajr is better than the dunya, whatever's in it. This is the khair, in following the sunnah of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. إِذَا رُفِعَ لِي سَوَادْ عَظِيمٌ إِذْ رُفِعَ لِي سَوَادٌ عَظِيمٌ. A great multitude of people were brought, and I thought that they were for me. They were my ummah. فَظَنَنْتُ أَنَّهُمْ أُمَّتِي فَإِذَا هُمْ مُوسَى وَقَوْمُهُ. But rather, it was Musa and his people. ثم رفع لي سواد عظيم. Then a great multitude of people. فقيل لي هذه أمتك. This is your ummah. We ask Allah that we are of them. نعم. ومعهم 70,000 يدخلون الجنة بغير حساب. And with them there are 70,000 who will enter paradise without any reckoning. And in, as far as I remember, in Musnad Imam Ahmad, each one of the 70,000 has 70,000 with him. That gives us a bit more hope, huh? Because 70,000 is not many. Allah is not many. It gives us a bit more hope. But what is their characteristic? لا يتطيرون. They don't believe in charms. Good luck charms, bad luck charms. They don't believe in that. That's like they used to see these birds flying above them and say, somebody is born today. Somebody come into the room, hey, we were just speaking about you, your age is long, you have long life. Who said? عمرك طويل. How many times you heard that? عمرك طويل. What happened there? Don't you want to be from the 70,000 who will have also, each one will have 70,000, who will enter paradise without any reckoning? نعم, ولا يكتوون. And they don't do, they don't seek as a means of a cure, cauterization. They don't seek that. To burn the skin. If you have something, they don't seek that. Nor do they seek ruqya. وَلَا يَسْتَرْقُونَ. You see, alif, si, and ta in Arabic is talabu shay. Is to seek something. يَسْتَرْقُونَ. They don't seek ruqya. Not that they, no one does ruqya on them. If somebody comes to you and wants to do ruqya to you and reads Fatiha over you, this is from ruqya. وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ أَنَّهَا ruqya. And who will give you the... How did you come to know that it was ruqya? The Prophet said to Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, radiallahu anhu. How did you come to know it's ruqya? نعم. وَلَا يَسْتَرْقُونَ. So if somebody comes and reads over your head Surah al-Fatiha, no problem. Doesn't... But you go and seek it. Can you do ruqya for me, brother? You seek it, don't seek it. unless it's really, really bad. You're in a bad situation, like you have no choice. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Don't seek it. If somebody does it for you, alhamdulillah. And those who are doing ruqyah, Sheikh Rabi has a book on it, a lecture, when one individual came to his house, who does this ruqyah, and he charges, it's a money, it's business. You do business with Quran, and you use the hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, radiallahu anhu, and you did not understand the hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri. The hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, radiallahu anhu, the Sheikh Rabi says, after the Sayyid of the Qawm, because Sayyid al-Qawm, who was not even a Muslim, Sheikh Rabi says, he was not even a Muslim, he was bitten by a scorpion. And prior to that, Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, radiallahu anhu, with the rest of the Sahaba that were with him, they came there, they sought shelter, but no, they didn't give them the shelter. So when they said, oh, our Sayyid of the Qawm, our leader of our people has been bitten by a scorpion. So Abu Sa'id radiallahu anhu said, well, you didn't give us shelter, so they sought ruqya. Said, you didn't give us shelter. So why should we, you know? They said, no, we will give you a ju'la. Huh? We'll give you sheep. For every companion, we'll give one. Yeah? One or a piece of one. So, that's if he's cured. Sheikh Rabi Faida, he says, if he's cured. You get him money and he's not even cured, he's still sick. He's sick. And you say, come next week. I have an appointment. Like a doctor now. Now you become like a doctor. You just have to put the bill, come, please come and see me. Because it's now business. It's tijara. Inam. So Sheikh Rabi said to that individual who's doing this, he said to him, who made you? Who put you in that position that you are the raqi? Ruqya should be that, you know, amongst the brothers, a brother just says, oh, I'm not feeling well. You go and put your hand on him, Allahumma, you know, and if he gives you something, alhamdulillah. Not that you say to that, not that you make it a business, you put advertisement in the newspaper, on the radio, whatever, it's like that, in some Arab countries, wallahi. He's a raqi. Of course, if there's somebody who has ability to do ruqya, na'am, but he always reminds the people. It's not money that he does it for. We know someone even in Medina, he does it. And he's Salafi. And the Mashaykh, mashallah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, speak well of him. And he does it. Not for a penny. He doesn't ask anyone for anything. And he reminds them of doing it to yourself. Do ruqya for yourself, Ya Abdullah. Do ruqya for yourself. وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ And they rely upon Allah sincerely. وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ So do it for yourself. So that risala that came out, Allah, is very beneficial. Because people now taking it overboard. People got hulu in the ruqya. Or maybe that person even touches the woman. A'udhu billah. You don't touch a woman? Did you know that if you touch a woman, it is easier for you for an iron rod to be pissed into your head, as the Messenger of Allah said, a hot iron rod to be pissed into your head, than for you to touch a woman. Man, would you like that for your sister? Would you like that for your wife? Would you like that for your maharim? No. Why do you do it to others then? So be careful. Be careful. You fall into a fitna that you can't get out of. And this brought about because we mentioned about the 70,000 people who enter paradise without any reckoning. بِغَيْدِ حِسَابْ وَلَا عَذَابْ Not any punishment. And that hadith is in Bukhari and Muslim. أَمَّا أُمَّةُ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَقَدْ جَعَلَهَا اللَّهُ آخِرَ الْأُمَمِ Allah made it the last of the prophets, the last of the nations. And He made him, the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, the seed of the prophets. And the last of them. And He made from amongst His ummah, مُجَدِّدُون Those who revive the deen. They revive for the people what has been forgotten from their deen. Or change from their deen. They revive the sunnah of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Reviving. As the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْعَثُ عَلَى رَأْسِ الْقَرْنِ مَنْ يُجَدِّدُ الْأُمَّةُ أُمُورَ دِينِهَا Allah were raised at the head of every century, those who revive the deen as a whole. Those who revive the deen as a whole. They revive it. Because some sunnahs may have been forgotten. Some people may have brought bid'ah, which replaced a sunnah. And so they revive the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't mean they're going to bring a new deen. They bring the same deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As in that hadith we just mentioned in Sunnah Abi Dawood. But rather they revive Tawheed to the people. And by calling to Tawheed, sorry. And revive that which has been lost. And they clarify the manhaj and aqidah. The aqidah, the true belief of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah by reading the books of the Salaf. This is part of revival. By reading Shaykh Ahmad rahimahullah's sharh of Muqaddimat al-Qirawaniyah. This is part of revival. So that people go back to the original state of affairs. As Imam Malik rahimahullah said, what was not deen then cannot be deen now. مَا لَمْ يَكُنْ يَوْمَ إِذٍ دِينًا لَمْ يَكُنْ الْيَوْمَ دِينًا. What was not deen then? You want to bring a new deen? You want to bring a new sunnah? There's no new sunnah. وَلَمْ تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا. You won't find a change in the sunnah of Allah. نعم. The sunnah of Allah is there. It's continuous. From the time of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Sahaba, the Tabi'een, Tabi'een. The students of the Sahaba, the students of the Tabi'een, their students, until today. Until the likes of Sheikh Qa'i Fawzan. Until the likes of Sheikh Rabi' bin Hadi al-Madkhali and Sheikh Adhammash Abbad and other than them. From the A'imma. And Sheikh Muhammad bin Hadi. Sheikh Farid Sahaymi, Sheikh Ali Nasir al-Faqihi. Until today. And Sheikh Zayd bin Hadi. Hey, wallah. These are the ulama. Clear. لا يصح في أذهاني شيء إذا احتاج إلى النهار دليل. The person is not right up there. He's not right. Yani, there's a problem in his head. If he needs clarity, if he needs to be told that the sun is shining, when it's shining and it's majestic, if he needs to be told, it's so clear and he needs to be told, can't you see it's clear? It's daylight and he needs to be told it's daytime. Subhanallah. It's daylight, he says it's night time. كيف؟ لا يصح في أذاني شيء. Daylight, the ulama are there. إذا احتاج إلى النهار دليل. نعم. أي والله. That's why, in the presence of Abu Zur'a and Abu Hatim al-Razi, rahimahullah, 4th century scholars, they were said, دين نبي محمد أخبار نعم المطية آثار فلا ترغبن عن الحديث وأهله فرأي ليل والحديث أنهار. Beautiful statements, Allah. The deen of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم is أخبار. قال الله قال رسول الله قال الصحابة. ابن القيم said, العلم قال الله قال رسوله قال الصحابة ليس بالتمويه ما العلم نصبك لخلاف سفاهة بين الرسول وبين رأي فلان أو فقيه. إنه هو دين said فقيه. So here, this is the deen of Allah. It's ilm. قال الله قال رسول قال صحابة. Not I think. In my opinion. لا. Leave that in your pocket. Say what Allah said and the Messenger of Allah said and the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم what they united upon. Convey that. That is the deen. أخبار. What a blessed thing to be given. نعم المطية. You want to be given something good? You get a gift, you get a car, you get a house. Better than that, ya Abdullah. نعم المطية. آثار. Allahu Akbar. You have narrations. Na'am, narrations of the Salaf. Qala Sufyan al-Thawri rahimahullah, Uyayna rahimahullah. Qala Imam Malik rahimahullah, better than your houses and better than your cars. Because why? This is ilm al-nafi'. This is beneficial knowledge which will aid you upon salvation, wallah. Na'am. When Sufyan al-Thawri rahimahullah said that bid'ah is more pleasing to Iblis. More pleasing to Iblis than sin, because a person may repent from his sin, but not necessarily from the bid'ah. That's better for you than your gold and your money, the paper that you carry. Better for you. That's those beautiful statements, the athar. نعم المطية. Beautiful thing to be given is athar. فلا ترغبن عن الحديث وأهله. So don't feel self-sufficient away from hadith. We need the hadith. ويجي إسناد السفياني الثوري رحمه الله سيد إسناد المؤمن. He said إسناد is a weapon of the believer. إسناد is a weapon of the believer. So if he has no إسناد, how will he fight? You bring this أهل بدع, they bring you موضوع حديث. They said the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is light. He has no shadow. Who said fabricated hadith? Prophet was a human being like you and me, but he was blessed by Allah to be given revelation. So bring the isnad, bring the sahih hadith. Shaykh Al-Bani Allah used to say, when did the people before 20, 30, 40 years, when did they used to say hadithun sahih? And the likes of Shaykh Al-Bani Allah revived that. This hadith is sahih, this one's da'if, this one's mawdu', and this one is hasan li shawahid, and this one and this one. Na'am, alhamdulillah, nothing is missed out. The isnad is the weapon of the believer. We need the isnad. And we need the hadith. Because we are ahl hadith. Not the ahl hadith of politicians. Not the ahl hadith. Who bring a woman to say to you, come and vote for me, for the respect party. And then when she gets position, she says, the niqab is a tool of oppression that's used in Iran and Saudi Arabia. A tool of oppression. SubhanAllah. That's what she says. So you, in Ahl Hadith, the so-called Ahl Hadith, who said, vote for her, and if you don't vote for her, you are sinful if somebody else gets it. You, who said that, and nobody preceded you in that, what is upon you? When she's speaking against the Sharia of Allah Azza wa Jal, when she's saying things like this, belittling that which the Prophet came with, that which the Prophet said is preferable and is best. SubhanAllah. But that is not Ahl Hadith. That's not the Ahl Hadith that here he's speaking about. فَلَتَرْغَبَنَّ عَنِ الْحَدِيثِ وَأَهْلِهِ فَرَأْيُ لَيْلٌ. That is Ra'i. That's opinion. That's your opinion, which goes against the Nusus. وَالْحَدِيثُ أَنْهَارُ. And hadith is day. Daylight, clear. طَائِفَةَ الْمَنْصُورَةِ. They bring clarity, they don't bring confusion. Any matter, they speak with detail. Ahl Bid'ah, they speak with generalizations. Shaykh Ahmad al-Najmi rahimahullah said that the Prophet ﷺ is from the Ulul Azm. He's from the prophets of firm resolve. The prophets of firm resolve, those who went through so much hardship and difficulty and patience, the likes of Nuh alayhi salam, and the likes of Musa alayhi salam, and Ibrahim alayhi salam, and Isa alayhi salam, and the Prophet alayhi salam is the best of them. Tilka ar-rusul faddalna ba'dahum ala ba'd. Such are the messengers. We have honored some more than others. They are all honored. We have praised some more than we have praised others. They are all praised. And they are all honorable. And they are all the messengers of Allah. But some Allah has raised more than He has raised others. Like the Ulul Azm amongst all the other prophets and messengers. And Rasulullah above all of them. And as for the verse, لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِنْ رُسُلِهِ. We don't separate between any of the messengers. We don't separate between them. Sheikh Salih Fawzan says there's no contradiction here. Because this one here is referring to their call. Their call is one. But in terms of their virtue, some are higher than others. Some spoke to Allah. Some are described as Khalilullah. Ibrahim alayhi salam, Khalilullah. And the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also Khalilullah. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself said, if I was to take a Khalil, I would have taken Abu Bakr. اتخذتُ أبا بكر خليلا. I would have taken Abu Bakr as a Khalil. But Allah has already taken me as a Khalil. So all of the companions, they are my companions. They are my companions. And he said about those who come later, Ya Abdullah, we ask Allah to be of them. They are our brothers. He said, our brothers. And therefore he's going to be talking to them. He said, no, not you. You're my companions. My brothers are the ones coming afterwards. Na'am, the Salafiyun, they are the brothers of the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They are the ones who come with the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on the Day of Judgment upon Sunnah. Na'am, they followed his Sunnah, they upon Tawheed. They upon the love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They will be with Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You will be with whom you love. أنت مع من أحببت. So who do you want to be with on Yawm Al-Qiyamah? Who do you want to be with? Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the seal of the prophets, the best of the messengers. With him, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, enter in paradise. وأزلفت الجنة للمتقين غير بعيد. هذا ما كنتم توعدون. هذا ما كنتم توعدون لكل أواب حفيظ. For every. هذا ما توعدون لكل أواب حفيظ. من خشي الرحمن بالغيب وجاء بقلب منيب. ادخلوها بسلام. Enter it upon peace and security. هذا يوم الخلود. This is the day forever. This time now, forever. من خشي الرحمن بالغيب. Whoever fears the Rahman, Allah, the most merciful, upon the unseen. Na'am. He fears Allah, so he entered paradise. Salam. For you, salam. Salamun alaykum, tibtum. Fadkhuluha salimin. Tibtum. Pure you are. Pure away from shirk, away from bid'ah, away from sins, disobedience. Tibtum. Fadkhuluha. So enter it. You are salimun and you are khalidun in there. Na'am. With Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the first to enter Jannah is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first to enter paradise. And even the angel who entered the gates of paradise said, I have not been ordered to open it for anyone else except you. Before you. Nobody else. Except you first. And then the rest of the prophets and messengers. And the Ummah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will enter. This is the reality. Wallahi, it's only a few days' patience. As Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah said, يا نفس ما هي إلا صبر أيام كأن مدته أضغاث أحلام يا نفس جوزي عن الدنيا مبادرة وخلي عنها فإن العيشة قدما. Leave this world. Only a few days' patience. Its extent is like a few dreams. Its extent is like a few dreams. That's all it is. So leave it. Don't race for it and chase it. Because the real Isha, the Ma'isha, the real life, is قُدَّمَا, is ahead of you. فلهذا فهم جميعا يترد نعم يترادون الشفاعة ويرون أن مقام أن مقامتهم أقل من أن تؤهلهم لذلك أو تؤهلهم لذلك. All of the prophets and messengers, they will say, it's not for me. The shafa'ah is not for me. The people, the nations will go to different messengers. And they will go to Isa alayhi salam, just before the Messenger sallallahu alayhi salam. And each prophet and messenger will say what they have done, or they felt bad about a particular thing that they did. And Isa actually would not say anything. He will just say, go to the Messenger of Allah, go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam. They will come to him and he says, ana laha, ana laha. You don't want shafa'ah? You want shafa'ah? Be upon the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi salam. You want shafa'ah? Say the dua between every adhan and the iqamah. اللهم رب هذه الدعوات التامة والصلاة القائمة آت محمد الوسيلة والفضيلة وبعث مقاما محمودا الذي وعدته. That is the مقام محمود. And don't add إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. That's not from the sunnah. People add that. Sheikh bin Baz رحمه الله said it's addition, not authentic. ويكون الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم هو صاحب الشفاعة العظمى التي هي المقام المحمود وهي الشفاعة في فصل القضاء والشفاعة الثانية في استفتاح باب الجنة. So the first shafa'ah is that he will judge. He will, those who are with him from his ummah, from his sunnah, following his sunnah, they're the ones who will drink from the hawd, which its distance is a month length and width, month journey. Utensils is the amount of stars in the sky you can drink from. And you drink from the hawd, you'll never be thirsty again. Sweeter than honey. Whiter than milk. you drink from that, you never feel thirsty again. SubhanAllah. That's a hawd. This is the reality, Ya Abdullah. That each and every one of us, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He makes us drink from the hawd that will be on the Day of Judgment. فضل الله على غيري من رسل فضله الله. Allah raised him and praised him and honored him above all the messengers in the book of Allah. And the Prophet ﷺ himself said, ما من الأنبياء نبي إلا وقد أعطي من الآيات. نعم ما مثله آمن عليه البشر وإنما كان الذي أوتيته وحيا أوحاه الله إلي. There isn't a prophet. There isn't a prophet or messenger except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them a miracle, and my miracle is the revelation He has given me, that Allah revealed to me. فَأَرْجُ أَنْ أَكُونَ أَكْثَرَهُمْ تَابِعًا. So I hope that I have the most followers on يوم القيامة. Hadith in Bukhari and Muslim. والمقصود, Sheikh Ahmed says, بِالَّذِي أُوتِيتُهُ هُوَ الْقُرْآنِ. What is intended here is the Qur'an. For the Messenger of Allah received the Qur'an and he explained it, and his sunnah, because that is the completion of the Qur'an, and that is the tafsir of the Messenger of Allah. And with that, the sirat al-mustaqim becomes clear, he says. Just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمَ فَاتَّبِعُوهُ. And this is the straight path, so follow it, and do not follow other paths. فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَن سَبِيلِهِ. For that will lead you away from his path. ذَلِكُمْ وَصَّاكُمْ بِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. That which has advised you with that you may gain piety. Then Ibn Abi Zayd says, وَأَنْزَلَ عَلَيْهِ كِتَابُهُ الْحَكِيمُ. Allah revealed to him his book, يعني the Quran. وَشَرَحَ بِهِ دِينَهُ الْقَوِيمُ. نعم. And gave him the deen, explained the deen, that which is upright. وَهَدَى بِهِ صِرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمُ. And he guided others, just like he explained to others, the Sirat al-Mustaqim. And he guided others with Hidayat al-Bayan. As for Hidayat al-Tawfiq, this only belongs to Allah. Naam. From when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَى صِرَاطِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. And you guide to the straight path, that is Hidayat al-Bayan, of clarifying the way. As for Hidayat al-Tawfiq, يا محمد لا تهدي من أحببت ولكن الله يهدي من يشاء. That is هداية التوفيق only belongs to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. So those who deviate from his path, Sheikh Ahmed says رحمه الله, they are هلكة, they are destroyed, and they deviate, نعوذ بالله, النزيغ بعد الاستقامة. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا. We ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى not to deviate our hearts, not to make our hearts deviated after guidance. وَحَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً. And grant to us from yourself mercy. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. For you're the one who grants, the one who gives. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surah Al-Imran, verse 8. يوم القيامة يتحول الصراط المستقيم. On the Day of Judgment, الصراط المستقيم that you are going up on here, Quran, Sunnah, Fahm al-Salaf, that الصراط المستقيم, which is معنوي, will be حقيقي. Because that will be the bridge that you will go over, he says. كان في الدنيا شيئا معنويا, he says. وهو الاستقامة على الحق, being upright upon the truth. But that day it will be صراطا ممدودا على جسر جهنم, over the hellfire. It is over the hellfire. So those who are upon صراط المستقيم معنوي here, upon حق, قال الله قال رسول الله قال الصحابة, on the Day of Judgment, they will not fall into the hellfire, not even going away from Sirat al-Mustaqim, because they stick to the Sirat al-Mustaqim in this life. They stuck to it. So he said it will be changed on the Day of Judgment as haqiqiyan, it will be reality. You will see that Sirat, which is sharper than a sword and finer than a hair. And those who are upon ta'a, obedience, they will go rush through it, rush past it, without any problem and with ease. But those الذين أخذتهم بنيات الطريق, Sheikh Ubaid uses the same word, بنيات الطريق, the youths upon the paths who misguided you. Eh wallah, you're going to compare Sheikh Ibn Baz rahimahullah and Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah with Salman al-Awda and Safar al-Hawali? This is what they did after the Gulf War. and they took them astray. Speaking out against the government, which is not from the manhaj and methodology of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the hadith of Muslim Imam Ahmad, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من أراد أن ينصح ذي سلطان فلا يبديه علانية ولكن يأخذ بيده ويخلو به. And if he accepts, he accepts. And if he doesn't accept, أدى الذي عليه. He fulfills that which is upon him. Take him by the hand, in secret, alone, and you advise the ruler like that. You want to go on the minbar, and you want to write articles, and you want to get petition on the newspaper, in the newspaper, against the rulers. You have opposed the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you have opposed the hadith in Muslim Imam Ahmad, which is sahih. You have opposed the manhaj of the salaf. Imam Ahmad rahimahullah didn't do that. And Abu A'imma didn't do that. He opposed. And akhadathum, he says, buniyat al-tariq. Youths. Man come yesterday, he says, I am muhaddith. Kayf? How you all of a sudden became muhaddith? He started criticizing Sheikh Albani, this takfiri, in Acton. Yesterday, and now you're saying what? You see how they deviate more and more. Now they're saying that iman is just statement of the tongue. Yeah, that's how, you see? Dalala, bid'ah starts small, Sheikh Tantamiya says. Bid'ah starts hand span, then becomes arm's length, then becomes so wide, like a mile, 1 mil, in Majmu' Fatawa. Just like those who were Khawarij, how do they start out? With the small stones, saying, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. We only intended good, Ya Aba Abdurrahman. He said, you count your sins, how many intend good but never reach it. So the one who got affected by Bunyat al-Tariq, the youths upon the path, they follow the youths, not the ulama, not Ahl al-Ilm, Ahl al-Sunnah. They went astray. Then Shaykh, then Ibn Abi Zayd says, وَأَنَّ السَّاعَةَ آتِيَةٌ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَا. The hour is coming, no doubt about it. كَمَا أَخْبَرَ اللَّهُ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْعَثُ مَنْ يَمُوتُ كَمَا بَدَأَهُمْ يَعُودُونَ. Just like he created them at the beginning, they will come back. كَمَا بَدَأَهُمْ يَعُودُونَ. There's no doubt about the hour. Sheikh Ahmad al-Najmi rahimahullah says, the hour is coming, no doubt about it. Just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, and the people come out of their graves. The first of them to come out is the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Allah Azza wa Jal says, زَعَمَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَن لَنْ يُبْعَثُوا. The disbelievers, they claim that they will not be raised. قُلْ بَلَى وَرَبِّي لَتُبْعَثُنَّ ثُمَّ لَتُنَبَّأُنَّ بِمَا عَمِلْتُمْ. No, of a surety, by my Lord, you will be raised up again. And you will be told all that you used to do. وَذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. And that is easy with Allah. Surah At-Taghabun, verse 7. فَالْبَعْثُ كَائِن. The ba'th, the resurrection is going to happen. It's going to happen. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on one plane will raise everybody up. On one plane. From when they were created in the beginning, all of that creation, bringing out. All of them. فَرِيقٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَفَرِيقٌ فِي السَّعِيرِ. And they will be sorted out. And that is يَوْمَ الْحَشَرِ. The day of governing. And that is يوم الفصل, the day of sorting out believers, disbelievers. نعم ويكشف عن ساق ويدعون إلى السجود فلا يستطيعون. And the shin will be bare and they will be called to do sujood and they are not able to do the sujood because they didn't do it in the dunya. So how you expect them to do it then? They will not be able to prostrate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your sajda, Ya Abdullah, is a ni'mah. Your sajda is a blessing from Allah. Allah, you'll be able to do sujood on Yawm al-Qiyamah. So do sujood. Much. فَقَمِنَ أَن يُسْتَجَابُ لَهُ. And make dua, for it's most likely that you'll be answered in your sujood. Make dua to Allah in your sujood. And make much dua in your sujood. For most likely you will be answered. And don't be like those who are arrogant and when they come to the salah, they come lazily. وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالًا. No doubt, you may have been tired one day. Shaykh Muhammad al-Banna rahimullah said, that's not what is meant. What is meant is laziness of the heart. Not laziness of the body. We all get tired. We had a hard day. But what is meant is laziness of the heart. Your heart is lazy, Ya Abdullah. That you can't even be bothered to get up for the Salah, Salat al-Fajr. You can't even bother to go to the Masjid and go to and get the great reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And had you heard the Adhan, it would be incumbent upon you to come to the Masjid. But people use that excuse, I can't hear the Adhan, he lives around the corner. وَكَلٌّ يَمُوتُ فِي مَكَانِهِ Everybody will die in his place. Wherever he dies, he'll be in his place. وَتَمُوتُ الْمَلَائِكَ أَيْضًا Even the angels. Even the angels will be destroyed. خلاص. Except those Allah wills. نعم. Those who fulfill his commands, and maybe even them, Allahu A'lam. But here Sheikh Ahmed says, all of the angels will die. Even the carriers of the arsh, he says. حَتَّى حَمَلَتَ الْعَرْشِ نعم. Allah doesn't need them to carry the arsh. Allah can make the arsh be carried. He can just say, be and it is. كُن فَيَكُن. But Allah is showing you the حَمَلَتَ الْعَرْشِ and who are they? The great angels who make istighfar for you and your children and your wife. They make istighfar for you and your children and your wife. نعم. Those upon iman. They make istighfar for you. They seek forgiveness for you. And they supplicate for you the Hamlat al-Arsh. Read Surah al-Ghafir. Read it. And not only that, as the Messenger has described them, between the earlobe of one of them and the shoulder of one of them is the distance of a bird flying for 700 years. That's Hamlat al-Arsh, how big they are. 700 years, you can't even imagine it. وَتَمُوتُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَيْضًا حَتَّى حَمَلَتْ الْعَرْشِ وَجِبْرِيلُ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ وَمِكَائِيلُ وَإِسْرَافِيلُ The one who will blow the horn. وَمَلَكَ الْمَوْتُ Even the angel of death. Even the angel of death. Their souls will be taken away from them. يُقْبَدُ الْأَرْوَاحِ الَّذِي يَقْبِدُ الْأَرْوَاحِ The one who takes the souls of the people, he will die as well. I said that his soul, their souls will be taken away from them. I misread it. He says, يَقْبِدُ الْأَرْوَاحِ They are the ones who take the souls of the يعني ملك الموت The one who takes the soul of you So that no one says I said that they have souls I take that back أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْهِ I didn't mean that I misread it نعم You have to be careful This is عقيدة This is غيب وَيَأْتِي تَأْوِيل وَيَأْتِي تَأْوِيل قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَان Everybody will be destroyed وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ And the face of your Lord will remain the one who is the possessor of honor, al-jalal wal-ikram and blessing. And Sheikh Ahmed says, وَيَبْقَى الْكَوْنُ مُدَّةً طَوِيلَةً And that will remain for a period of time. Everyone dead, خلاص. That's the first blowing of the trumpet. That's when Allah will say, أَيْنَ الْمُلُوكِ Where are the kings and people of high stations? Where are they? أَنَا الْمَلِكِ أَنَا الْجَبَّارِ أَنَا الدَّيَّانِ I'm the king. لا تسمعوا إلا همسا. You won't hear anything except همسا. Silence. Because Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who will command you to speak if you need to speak. Then he says, Allah Azza wa Jal will send Mataran. Rain. And then the people will come out of their graves. And everything will be destroyed. Everything will be destroyed in the human being except one bone, which is the last bone of your spine, right at the end. That is the only one that is left which you're going to be resurrected from, Ya Abdullah. From that you will be raised up again. And it's easy for Allah. It's easier. يعني, the verse is, and it's even easier for us. SubhanAllah. فَإِذَا تَكَامَلُوا جَمَعَ اللَّهُ الْأَرْوَاحِ And when they are put back into their original state, because remember, their soul and their body, just like you did haram with your soul and your body, you will be punished with your soul and your body, as Sheikh Abdul Masih Abbad says. Don't think in your grave is this your body. Your soul and your body is punished together. in the punishment of the grave. And if it is in bliss, your soul and your body is in bliss. Shaykh Abdul Muhsin said, because you felt the amusement with your soul and your body. So therefore, the amusement in haram. Therefore, both have to be punished. You felt the hardship of fasting with your soul and your body. So therefore, you will get the reward. Your soul and your body will be rewarded. So, فَيَأْمُرُ إِسْرَافِيلُ فَيَنْفُقُ فِيهِ. Then Israfil will be ordered to blow the horn. فَتَطَيَّرَ الْأَرْوَاحِ إِلَى أَجْسَادِهِمْ. So the souls rush and go to the bodies. Each soul goes with its body. That was with it before. وَكُلُّ الرُّوحِ تَعْرِفُ جَسَدَهَا. Every soul knows its body. Look, subhanAllah. Everyone knows himself, huh? كَفَى بِالنَّفْسِ. كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ عَلَيْكَ الْيَوْمَ شَهِيدًا. Everyone is going to be sufficient for himself to be a witness. For himself or against himself. Everybody knows himself. فَتَأْتِ إِلَيْهِ. So he will come to it. وَتَدْخُلُ فِيهِ. And will enter it. Just like your soul will leave your body, you have to go back to your body. On يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Your soul, leave your body when you die, you go back to it. And even before that, your soul is back to your body. When does your soul go back to your body? It's when you die, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your soul goes up. And then it is a good soul brought down back to the body for questioning. And when, if you are a hypocrite or disbeliever, your soul will not be brought down slowly by the angels. Your soul will be thrown back to the ground. Inshallah salama. Then he says, وَتَدْخُلُ فِيهِ. Your soul will go back to your body. Then the earth will be opened, and the people will come out from their graves. That's why the Prophet said, أَنَا أَوَّلُ مَنْ تُنْشَقْ عَنْهُ الْأَرْضِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. I'm the first one whom the earth will be opened on the Day of Judgment. وَلَا فَخَرْ. And no boasting in saying that. فَأَرْفَعُ رَأْسِي. So I'll raise my head, and I will see Musa ibn Imran. نعم. That's in Bukhari and Muslim. ثم ينادي مناد. Then someone will call out. يا أيها الناس. Oh people. هلموا إلى ربكم. Come. Glad tidings for you. Come towards your Lord. فيتبعون ذلك المنادي. And they will follow that one who is calling. والله سبحانه وتعالى يقول. And Allah says. اقتربت الساعة وانشق القمر. The hour comes closer. And the moon is split. One of the signs of the hour is that the moon was split in the time of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَإِنْ يَرَوْا آيَةً يُعْرِضُوا وَيَقُولُوا سِحْرٌ مُسْتَمِرٌ. Some of the people, when they see this sign, they say this is magic. وَكَذَّبُوا وَاتَّبَعُوا أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. And they denied and they followed their desires. وَكُلُّ أَمْرٍ مُسْتَقِرٌ. Everything is going to be in perfectly mentioned and it's going to happen in a perfect way. وَلَقَدْ جَاءَهُمْ مِنَ الْأَنْبَاءِ مَا فِيهِ مُزْدَجَرٌ. حِكْمَةٌ بَالِغَةٌ فَمَا تُغْنِ النُّذُرُ. This is the hikmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will come to you, explain to you whatever is going to happen. فَتَوَلَّ عَنْهُمْ يَوْمَ يَدْعُ الدَّاعِ إِلَى شَيْءٍ ذُكُرُ. On that day, it will be called out. The people will be called out. فَتَوَلَّ عَنْهُمْ يَوْمَ يَدْعُ الدَّاعِ إِلَى شَيْءٍ ذُكُرُ. خُشَّ عَنْ أَبْصَارُهُمْ يخرجون من الأجداث كأنهم جراد منتشر. نعم. Their eyes will be with خشوع, humbled. نعم. They will come out of the أجداث, which are the graves, كأنهم جراد منتشر, just like locusts, many locusts. مهطعين إلى الداع. يعني fulfilling the commandment of the one calling them. يقول الكافرون هذا يوم عسير. And the disbelievers will say, this is a difficult day. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, يومئذ يتبعون الداعي إلى عوج له. لا عوج له. On that day, they will follow the one who's calling them. لا عوج له. There will not be a crookedness in his following. خلاص, he will follow wherever they have to go. وخشعت الأصوات للرحمن. And the أصوات, the sounds of the people will be humbled. فلا تسمع إلا همسا. You will not hear except silence, except a hums. إلى غير ذلك من الآيات. فقيام الساعة أمر لابد منه. It's going to happen, no doubt. And it's a long time that they will be standing, where the sun will come closer to the people, and the sweat will be coming, some of them so distressed, he says, so much difficulty they are upon. فَكَيْفَ تَتَّقُونَ إِن كَفَرْتُمْ يَوْمًا يَجْعَلُ الْوِلْدَانَ شِيبًا. The boy's hair will go grey. السَّمَاءُ مُنْفَطِرٌ بِهِ كَانَ وَعْدُهُ مَفْعُولًا. His promise is indeed true, and it's going to occur. In Surah Al-Hajj, he mentioned that the woman who's pregnant, she will bear her load. And the boy, his hair will turn grey, because this is indeed a great event. This is indeed a great situation, a great time, an amazing time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to set each and every one of us back to His reckoning. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will be said, take out from those who will be for the hellfire. They said, "Who? How many? Oh my Lord." Allah will say that to Adam. And Adam said, how many shall I take out for the hellfire, and how many shall I take out for paradise? He said, from every thousand, take out 999 for the hellfire. Sheikh Ahmad al-Najmi rahimahullah said, Nas'Allah salama. We ask Allah to protect us. This is the hour. وهذه بعض صفاتها, and this is some of the attributes. وحينئذ يتفرق الناس, and when the people are categorized into categories, فريق في الجنة وفريق في السعير, يتفرقون تفرقا لا للقاء بعده. Sorry, لا لقاء بعده. They will split up and they will not meet them again. يعني خلاص, the people of paradise, the people of hellfire. And that splitting, he says, those who go to paradise, they will not be able to meet those who go to the hellfire again. And likewise, those who go to the hellfire, that's the kuffar, the disbelievers who will be in the hellfire forever. As for those who, from the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who have sinned with major sins, if Allah doesn't forgive them, and they didn't repent, then they have to be in hellfire for a period of time, until their sins are cleaned off their bodies. Of them, the sins are clean before they can enter paradise, because paradise is tayyibah, tibtum. You enter paradise pure, as Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah says, not with sins. So they will not meet them. Allahumma sallimna fi man tusallim ya rabbil alameen. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, protect us amongst those whom you protect, oh Lord of all of creation. And the Anbiya will say, Allahumma sallim sallim. We ask Allah subhanahu to protect us and make us of the people of paradise and aid us through that difficult time on Yawm al-Qiyamah. We ask Allah that this life is, that we pass this test, and we're not of those who fail the test and enter the hellfire and slip. We're not of those who leave this blessed da'wah, da'wah to salafiyyah, da'wah to tawheed al-sunnah. Because how many of those we have seen, they have come and gone. How many of those who wrote books, they wrote books on Salaf way and they have gone astray. They wrote books on Manhaj al-Anbiya and they've gone astray. Muhammad Surur, he has a book, Manhaj al-Anbiya, and he's not calling you to the Manhaj of Anbiya. No. Salman Awda has a book, Hakada Allamu al-Anbiya, and he's not calling you to the Manhaj of the Anbiya. Because he talks about the modern shirk, primitive shirk. There are many, they're going to write books. And Ahmad Salam, he wrote a book, Ma Ana Alayhi Wa Ashabi, and he's not calling you to Ma Ana Alayhi Wa Ashabi. It's not just slogans and claims, it's reality. Da'wah to Salafiyyah is not something easy, Ya Abdullah. It's, you have to be patient upon it. It's hard work. The sister was wearing hijab yesterday, maybe she'll take it off because she's tested and she leaves the da'wah to Salafiyyah, leaves practicing the deen. How many we heard, she went into a marriage, couldn't handle it, left the deen. Make da'wah to Salafiyyah, make this path of Tawheed and Sunnah. Make it your goal, not marriage, not dunya. Make it this, wherever situation you're in. Whatever situation you're in, make this your goal. High goals, not the dunya. Sheikh Rabi' Hafidullah, he also wrote a book, Manhaj al-Anbiya. And he's still on Manhaj al-Anbiya. Allah protect him. And he called to Manhaj al-Anbiya, and he called you to Manhaj al-Anbiya. So those who criticize him, know that they are not upon Manhaj al-Anbiya. Those who use their masjid and their microphone to criticize the likes of Sheikh Rabi', know that they have strayed from Manhaj al-Anbiya. Na'am, they may be in some aspects still upon the Sunnah, but in other aspects, as Sheikh Muhammad al-Banna rahimahullah used to say, he's Salafi in this, but not in this. He may be Salafi in this. In Asma wa Sifat, he may be Salafi in this. But in his methodology, he's not Salafi. He used to say, Sheikh Muhammad, rahimahullah, they use their minbar to speak against the likes of the ulama, likes of his Sheikh Rabi' and other than him. Know that they have strayed from the Manhaj al-Anbiya. And now, the same person who did that, he makes a U-turn. The same person who did that, he makes a U-turn and says, yeah, Sheikh Rabi' was right. وآخر الدعوان الحمد لله رب العالمين. Has anyone been recorded from the beginning? Or you have it here, you're doing the recording here. Barakallahu feekum. No corrections? Alhamdulillah, no problem. Correct? If the likes of Sheikh Rabi can say Astaghfirullah Tubu Ilayh, who are we? Who are we? Ma ish mushkila. What's the problem? But you get some arrogant people, they don't want to do that. Because they can look bad in front of the people. What are you going to say in front of Allah? On Yawm Al-Qiyamah. What are people going to do when you're okay? Can I help you? They're not going to help you. Make a mistake, astaghfirullah tubu ilayh. It's that easy. Simple. Allah raise you as well. Allah raise you. But you want to, huh? You don't want to look bad. You're not, even though the people can see you are a liar. But you don't want to look bad in front of the people. SubhanAllah. Do you choose others besides Allah, yani to fear? وَلَا تَخَافُوهُمْ وَخَافُونِي. Don't fear them, but fear me. Allah is the one you should fear. So there's no problem. Mistake. And Sheikh Rabi said it. Even small student can correct alim. With adab. With manners. With manners, he said. Bil adab. Bil hikmah. No problem. Sheikh Muhammad al-Banna rahimahullah used to say, I taught Sheikh Rabi in the Thanawi, in the Jami' Islamiyah. Now he's my teacher. Now he's my teacher. No, he used to say that before he died, rahimahullah. So Allah raises. What's the difference when he says in the Quran, Finnar and Ashabun Nar? Finnar means in the hellfire, Ashabun Nar means the companions of the hellfire. And in the language, if you mean that, that's what it means. Finnar, in the hellfire. And Ashabun Nar are the companions of the hellfire. لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة. أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون. سورة الحشر. They're not equal. The companions of the hellfire and the companions of paradise. The companions of paradise, they are the فائزون. Allah. Please, can you advise the brothers, and that includes me, because I'm from the brothers, how important they must behave, and I must behave in and outside the masjid. Ashak, we have, if you're going to carry something which is as yani honorable as da'wah to salafiyya, you have to carry it in a nice way, in a nice manner. Because akhlaq, manners, is the heaviest thing on the scales from the mu'amalat. As for the aqidah, na'am, it is the heaviest. It is heavier than even that. As Sheikh Rabi' Hafidhullah says. But manners are heavy on the scale. And the Messenger himself said, Inni utitu, الحديث إني أتيت أن أتمم مكارم الأخلاق. I have been sent. Huh? And that إني أرسلت أن أتمم مخالم الأخلاق. I have been sent to correct, to bring about good manners, honorable manners. No. And likewise, the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the heaviest on the scales, your manners, your أخلاق. And Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم himself is, you know, as in Surah Al-Qalam, نون والقلم وما يسطرون ما أنت بنعمة ربك بمجنون وإن لك لأجرا غير ممنون وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم. Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم is described as having great manners, as a great etiquette. That's Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. So be like him, meaning having good manners. So don't meet people with long faces. Meet people with smile, ya Abdullah. Smile, ya Akhi, it's charity. Ibtisamu fi wajhi akhika sadaqa. You got a long face like this, as though, you know, you've been doing tahajjud for 30 days in a row without any sleep for the whole. La, ya Akhi. If you're going to do tahajjud, you don't even do it all night. You should do part of the night. Be welcoming to the people. Be welcoming with the way you talk. Start with the salam when you meet them. Salamu alaykum. Ask about their family and their children and their... That's what they do in Saudi. The ulama, they ask always, how's you, how your health, how your children, is everything alright and this and that. It's about 5 minutes. All of it is, how are you? 5 minutes. كيف حالك كيف أمورك شو الأخبار شلون كيف أولادك والأهل كلهم بخير and right until it's like 5 minutes. Allah, all that making dua for Allah maghfir lahum warhamhum. Even when they leave you, even when I said Shaykh Ubaid once, I said to him, "Maraqa ghadan inshaAllah, I'll see you tomorrow." Even that he adds a dua, "Ala al khair," upon goodness. We don't want to see each other upon badness. Ala al khair, every time, ala al khair. Even that, even departing is saying dua. And the other ulama likewise. Welcoming. Allah, ya ikhwan. Shaykh Muhammad al-Banna, rahimahullah, how generous he used to be. He would stand up, serving you, one after the other, serving. Before he sits down, putting food on your plate, and that's after a whole day of fasting. It was Thursday. Every week like that, serving. Sit down here, Shaykh. He says, no, I'm going to eat with my wife. Once you've all finished and gone. Not only the food, but even fruit afterwards. And then you go, then he's going to eat with his wife. SubhanAllah, how much he loved his wife. And how close they were. Nah, sometimes we complain ups and downs with our wives and our children. But where's the love? Where's love? Where's the gifts? We give it with each other. Tahadu tahabu, as the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. Tahadu tahabu. And what's your intention? What's your intention in entering that marriage in the first place? Dunya or deen? So manners, inside, outside the house, of course, with your mother, with your father, with your brothers and sisters, with your wife and your children. It's enough sin for a man that he discards those under his responsibility. كَفَى بِالْمَرْءِ إِثْمًا أَنْ يُضَيَّعَ مَنْ يَعُولُ. Be kind, be just. قُلْ أَمْرَ رَبِّ بِالْقِسْطِ. Allah ordered you to be just in all your affairs. And even the ayat which shows you the level that you, and how you, if your wife is disobedient and she's not good to you, even the levels that mention that, you still shouldn't oppress them. Because even then Allah says that He is the Akbar. Because if you oppress them, know that your reckoning is going to come. For example, not to raise their voices in the masjid. No doubt, not to raise their voice. And outside the masjid. And on the streets. Not to... ish? Crowd. Pedestrian pathways. No. Of course, don't crowd the paths of the people. Anyway, when we live with the ulama, we will have manners of the ulama. When we live and see the ulama, it will rub off on you. Many of those who graduate who don't sit with the ulama, you don't find them having manners of the ulama. You find them having, because they got affected by the country that they live in, and the surroundings, the miserliness of the people. Naam, it's a trait in this country to be cold. You go to the tube and you see how cold the people are. How miserable they are. Wallahi, it's true. So it's not from the traits to be like that. The traits of the Sunni. Traits of the practicing brother, sister. To be kind and generous. Prophet ﷺ, أجود الناس وأجود ما يكون في رمضان. He's the most أجود الناس. The generous. amongst people. The most generous. And the most generous in Ramadan. The most generous in Ramadan. So in Ramadan you should invite people to your house. Feed the poor. Aid. Pay your zakah. Pay your sadaqah. Do good. Do extra. Read Quran. Practice it. Call the brothers to your house for meal or whatever. Iftar. Naam ya akhi. From? You start from Fajr and work backwards, 50 verses. I don't know. All I know is the hadith is in its apparent meaning. Sheikh Ubaid always used to say, take the hadith in its apparent meaning unless you know better. If you don't know any better, take it upon its apparent meaning. As for how much time exactly, I cannot tell you that. It's 50 verses, 50 verses. Sheikh Falah Ismail said, this is how the Sahaba used to speak anyway. They said, I'll meet you in about 50 verses time. Because they're so inclined with the Quran, they used to speak like that. Nowadays they say, I'll meet you in an hour. Huh? Or I'll meet you in half an hour. The Sahaba, no, because there's so much in the Quran, they'll say, I'll meet you in 20 verses time. Allahu Akbar. So that was a common thing amongst the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Yeah, the hadith is an authentic narration that the Prophet, and he mentioned about between the, I can't remember if it's Adhan or the Fajr. Definitely it's obviously close to Fajr, but the wording of the hadith I can't remember. Between the Fajr and the Suhoor, yani the best time for Suhoor is to do it then. 50 verses. It's 50 verses. So I don't know how long that you're going to calculate that. Allahu Alam. When is it time for Maghrib? Should the Mu'addin call the Adhan first or break his fast? Now that's a good question. Wallahi, because everyone's eating and he's still doing the Adhan. Yani, maybe he shortens his Adhan, he'll eat quicker inshallah. But Allahu Alam. This one, ask Sheikh Falah, is coming next week inshallah, hopefully you ask him. Is it like to always be asking for Dalil in everything? And is it wajib all the time? Why Dalil is important for everything. If you have a need for it, ask. Barakallahu feekum. Subhanak Allahumma hamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Next week inshallah, we may not have a class because next week Sheikh Falah inshallah, hopefully he will come on Friday. And the first lecture will be in Slough on Friday night with Iftar. So you're all welcome on Friday, inshallah. And then it might be Slough or it might be Reading. It's still not confirmed. But inshallah we will confirm it for you, hopefully. I just want to organize with the brothers in Birmingham. And then Saturday it looks like Athariya. They'll be in East London. I already spoke to Farooq. But I haven't confirmed it. So nobody go out here and call the brother and say to him, oh, it's on Saturday. It's not confirmed yet because Sheikh was ill the other day, so I have to find out how his health is and if he's able. Now this is yani working on before he was ill, so Allahu A'lam. But it will be on the internet inshallah. You'll see the yani on Salafi Talk and the others. Come here, Carnival. Yeah, so next week we won't have a lecture here because in fact Sunday was supposed to be, I think, Bristol anyway. So alhamdulillah, with the Sheikh amongst us, we benefit from him. So next week, and then maybe one day before we leave, we can do 2 days or 2 sessions. Maybe finish it off over the phone because we'll try and finish, but we've got about 30 pages left.
Yes. And then what is he? Does he become a prophet? Does he deny the Allah at that time?
Maybe his ignorance of the seriousness of the Salah. Teach him, tell him about the seriousness of leaving the Salah. العهد الذي بينه وبينهم الصلاة فمن ترك فقد كفر بين الرجل والشرك والكفر ترك الصلاة. Mentioned him verses in the Quran. نعم وإن تابوا أقاموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة فإخوانكم في الدين. If you mention these verses to him and you mention the verse ويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون, that's even the one who is neglect for his prayer. He doesn't pray on time. He still prays but he doesn't pray on time and is neglectful of the ruku' and so on. For that individual, advise him first. Bring somebody else to advise him as well, to give him a good advice. And if he rejects on that, then he's not a Muslim. Yeah, that one I said to you, I think I said to you, Sheikh Falah, when he comes, we ask him. I don't know. Barakallahu feekum. Thank you.